Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh yeah, hi everybody, welcome. Good to have you along. I'm actually sitting in the, this week we're sitting live in the Technological Engineering Ice Cream Studio. This week here on Auto World, that's right, the engineering part of the ice cream, technology type of big word, engineering part of the word ice cream. Well, that's two words, ice cream. Good to have you along here. And this is Auto World. I'm your ice cream host for this week here on Auto World. You know, if you're going to be sitting somewhere, you might as well be sitting around and sitting or having ice cream sit around you, and you sit around ice cream. Oh, yeah, we are going to have some fun. Technological, the tech side of, I'll just say the tech side. It's too big of a word for me today, I guess. The tech side, the engineering side of the ice cream studio where, in fact, these boys here, girls here, everybody here, they touch and pull away the molecules and look at the colors and put their tongues on that ice cream. Oh, it's good stuff, putting that tongue on that nice cold ice cream on a hot day. Anyway, welcome in to the ice cream studio. Didn't even know we had one, but we do have one. Thank God I've got an ice cream studio because it's hot out there. Whew. Anyway, hey, today, I'm Mark Evans, your host. Today here on Auto World, not only are we going to take you down the road of, I've pulled the car cover off. Hop in, would you? Play, just hop in and you're riding shotgun. Good to have you here. You're here and I'm going and let's put her in first gear and get going. Right here from the ice cream studio. Oh, yeah. Today here on Auto World, for all 3 hours, I'm going to give you a little bit of history behind the word ice cream. Oh, yeah. Like I posted there on the Instagram account and the Mark Evans Facebook account and Auto World Radio Facebook account also, folks. I do welcome you over there to Auto World Radio. And right off the bat, I want to kind of let you know, since you're all tuned in and got the your radio and your device cranked up, tuned up, to listen to Auto World and myself for the next 3 hours, I do appreciate that. Get over there to Auto World Radio. Last week I talked about that flying automobile, the flying car. Oh, yes, C-A-R, the flying car. Head over to our Auto World Radio Facebook page, and you will see that car in flight. Taking off, flying, and landing. Some of you did email me after last week and asked me, what about the wings? Well, I don't need to answer that anymore because Auto World Radio Facebook page has got that picture and that video for you. So to go over and take a look, and thank all of you for heading over there and taking a look, and we'd like to have some fun things over there on the Facebook side of Auto World Radio for you to just sit back, relax like you're doing right now, put your tray table up because, well, no, let's leave the tray table down today because we all are going to be, well, we're going to be touching and tasting ice cream. That's right. Here, as I stated on Instagram and my Facebook page, Mark Evans, put a couple pictures up there of the ice cream truck. Yes, the ice cream truck that used to come down our neighborhood as I was growing up as a kid. Maybe you had that same experience. The ice cream truck sounds, the music coming out of the ice cream truck. I actually had to stand in line in order to, mom, dad there, you know, of course, you know, handed me the money to buy the ice cream. And hopefully you had a chance to buy ice cream on an ice cream truck in your life at one time. And do you have an ice cream truck still coming to your neighborhood for your kids or your grandkids or the neighbor kids? I would really like to know. Really would. Because we do not have, where I'm broadcasting here live in Boise, Idaho, from the ice cream studio, I do not have ice cream trucks anymore in this area. I didn't have them, of course. Somebody else had them. But I did actually, I used to work on those ice cream trucks for a gentleman called his first name, Kent. That is a real name, Kent. I will not say your last name, Kent, to protect the innocent. He sold them. He's not doing ice cream anymore from years ago. But, you know, as a child waiting for that sound to come down the street, you'd run out. Mom, 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 can I have some money for an ice cream bar? Yes, here it is. And they'd hand you 15 cents, maybe 25 cents. Of course, maybe handed you a dollar. Maybe today, $5. I'd like to know, what are they charging you for that ice cream bar today at the ice cream truck? That would be some good trivia, huh? You can always call me here at Auto World each and every week. And right now, of course, live at 855-660-4261. But yeah, the music coming out of the ice cream truck, you'd hear it from miles away, and you knew that that ice cream truck was heading your way. And then when you got up to the ice cream truck, there's those pictures of all those ice cream bars, and you didn't have a clue which ice cream bar you wanted. You had it set in your mind until you got there, and you said, ah, but look at that rainbow one. That looks good. And all the names of the ice cream bars. So today here on Auto World, we are not only going to have fun with the word ice cream from the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio. I'm going to have a little history of the ice cream truck, where it came from, how come and why, and also Mr. Softy. Well, I got a little history there on Mr. Softy, the soft ice cream cone. Of course, they used to call Mr. Softy. But also, here this first hour, folks, Canada, 5 years early, they're going to ban gas-powered cars. We're going to get into that here this first hour. Canada, you're saying goodbye to gas-powered vehicles, and you're doing it 5 years earlier? What? We're going to talk a little bit about that, the first hour of Auto World. Of course, I've got a recall also here this first hour, very serious recall. General Motors, back in the news on airbags. Airbags, but it's a different airbag this time, folks. And I love this segment. I always like to do the first. The first talk on electrified Jeep Grand Cherokees. You heard it. You heard me. The first talk on the electrified Jeep Grand Cherokees. Going to have a lot of fun there. That's the first hour. Second hour, what's up? Oh, well, the first hour I had right in front of me. The second hour and the third hour is actually over there in the hubcap. And there's ice cream melting in it. Hand me the hubcap with ice cream melting in it. Thank you. And stop eating all my chocolate fudge bars. We'll have those on break. Okay. Second hour. Pulling it out of the rusty ice cream soaked hubcap. Sold, sold, sold. Uh-huh. Yeah, the 20th millionth. Is that actually even a word, 20 millionth? I guess that is. We're going to talk a little about that on the second hour. And yeah, the next chapter, well, they're beginning the next chapter. Who? Honda. Honda. Beginning a next chapter doing something. We're going to talk about that the second hour. And yes, Mr. Softy, the history behind Mr. Softy is coming up the second hour. And somebody's finally getting charged up. We're going to find out on the second hour who is really getting charged up. Oh, yeah. Third hour. Let's see what's happening in the third hour. Touch and taste of it, of course, with some ice cream to boot. The taste of the ice cream studio, tech, engineering, technology. Oh, that's a big word. Oh, yeah. Well, the third hour, folks. Did you hear about the flying spur? I didn't say squirrel, even though I do have some flying squirrels at my house. I don't know why they do that. They just love eating my trees. Anyway, the flying spur. We're going to be talking about that, and this is a new one, and they're doing a new way on the new flying spur. Listen to this number. On the third hour, we're going to be talking about the EV36ZERO. EV36ZERO. You can sound that out and maybe say it if you'd like. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, I'm going to be talking about something that's back. It's back. Good or bad, it's back. We're going to be talking about that. And I've got the top 10 ice cream truck sound songs of your life. The top 10 truck ice cream songs right here on the third hour of Auto World. You're the star. You're more than welcome. Please do interrupt me at any time. 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. From the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio, right here from the Auto World Plaza, I'm Mark Evans. Come on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Road 66.
I'm pretty sure they had some pretty good ice cream stands on that road. I had a chance to actually go down part of that road. I need to make plans to go down the whole entire road from the start to the finish, and probably need to make plans to not drive a new car, a car that has, you know, the old crank-up windows and no air conditioning and no heat and Oh, yeah. Maybe even a convertible that's not, the top's not even there, all ripped. Oh, yeah. That's the way you drive that road. Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World here this week on GCNLive.com. Thank you for tuning in there. Thank you for tuning in to all our great affiliates. And today, here I am sitting in the Tech Engineering Center, the ice cream studio. Well, it's the ice cream, the engineering part of it is just amazing how they tear the molecules apart on an ice cream bar just to find out what's on it. What I usually do is just put my tongue on it and taste it, and it's gone. Real quick. Did I happen to say ice cream?
In the land of ice and snows, up among the Eskimos, there's a college known as Oogie Wawa. Now you should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they sing an Eskimo tra-la-la. They've got a leader, big cheerleader. Oh, what a guy. He's got a frozen face just like an Eskimo pie. Now when he says, come on, let's go. No, it's 45 below. This is what the Eskimos all holler.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ah!
Tuesdays, Mondays, we all scream for Sundays.
Ooh. Ah.
Bula bula, sarsaparilla. If you've got chocolate left, we'll take vanilla.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Ah. Ah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. I had to get you started here on Auto World this week because I'm sitting right here in the Ice Cream Tech and Engineering Center for the ice cream itself. So we all got to scream for some ice cream. Here we're going to be talking about a little history behind the ice cream truck. And I have for the third hour here on Auto World, that's right, the top 10 ice cream truck songs. We're going to count them down. And we'll sound like Casey Kasem. Well, he was a good guy. He really was. I knew him. I had an opportunity to interview him, and that is one of those interviews, folks, that I did back in 1999, and it's getting digitized. So Axelrod Alex can play it for us, and it's a great little interview, and talking to he and his wife, Jean. So anyway, we're going to have that interview coming your way, and he liked ice cream, too. So we're going to have a little history about the songs at third hour, and also history behind Mr. Softy, and also a little history behind the ice cream truck and where it came from and how come. So with that said, let's get on to some automotive news and some of the news that is very kind of unique. Canada, yes, the folks up in Canada, thank you for tuning in and listening. Hi, good to have you along. For all of you in the United States, of course, you probably might not have known this, but Canada is to ban gas-powered cars 5 years earlier than planned. Ah, boy, another one bites the dust. Yes, Canada officially announced that they'll be banning gas-powered vehicles by 2035. That's not too far away, folks. Canada says goodbye to gas in the year 2035. The plan is to phase out sales of new gas and new diesel-engineered cars and trucks. Their 2035 plans consist of investments in the charging infrastructure, yes, charging, electric, you know, the EV, and to aid automakers to plan for EV production. The announcement comes as another crippling blow to the future for internal combustion engines. I don't know what your opinion is, but I'd love to hear it. All you folks up there in Canada, and all you folks, you know, down here and across the pond. When I say down here, that's in the United States, by the way, and across the pond. All of you, let's get your opinion out there. What do you think? Where are we going with this? Really, honestly. Gas. Canada says goodbye. General Motors has said they're not going to be selling gas-powered cars in the year 2035 either also. And, you know, we're all going to be saying the dates are going to be changing, of course, and the years. Or are they? Are they really going to stand behind what they're stating here? My number, as always, since 1992 here at Auto World is 855. 660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And with that, too, The email. Folks, we're going to have some fun with the email. I've got quite a few of them here we're going to read on the air this week because a lot of you have emailed me, and I didn't get a chance to get to each and every one of you. As I'm going along here with Auto World, I, of course, shout out and plug the email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I ask you to send, and you are, and thank you for doing it. You're sending your car questions, your truck questions, your all kinds of questions. And that's good. That's what it's all about. You're a part of the show, and I do get with you each and every when emails come in. I try to get to help all of you, but as Auto World goes along, we're getting more and more affiliates, more radio stations, and thank you, radio stations and affiliates, and all of you that are listening to tell your neighbor and your friends and all that to tune in because it's growing. And that's I'm just warm right now, and my hair's standing up because it's fuzz on my arm right now, and I got goosebumps because of this. And it makes me feel good that I can help you. During the week, I got a wrench in my hand and some other things. Telephone, of course, cell phone, talking to people constantly about consulting with their cars and their car repair and their buys and their sales. And I do that right now for you during the week. And, yes, we're live Sundays, and then our affiliates take this show, Auto World, from Genesis Communications Network throughout the week. And so you might be listening to me on a delayed station, and that's no problem. And with that said, if you are on a delayed station, and I keep promoting as you hear me talk about the third and the second hour. If you don't get those hours on your radio station, call them. Just call your radio station local there and tell them we'd like to get more time with Auto World. And do that for me, please. And then also, in order to tune into the third hour to find out the top 10 ice cream truck songs, you can go to GCN Live, GCNLive.com. And tune in. And again, Auto World Podcast, folks. You can always come back at any time that's good for you. And Google, just Google it. Google. Yeah, I'm trying to tickle you there with my Google. Just Google Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast. And we'll be right there on the top. And you'll see my picture, my photo, and all that sitting behind a microphone. And there's probably cars in the background or whatever. You know, it's called Auto World. What is Auto World? Interactive, informative, and all things automotive. That's right. It's the official ASC certified, high octane, turbocharged, supercharged, chrome plated, pearl painted, tire burning. Oh, yeah. Nitrous smelling radio podcast, internet TV talk show, folks. There's not too many of them around anymore, and I'm glad to be here. I'm very honored to be here. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about that first talk. Oh, yeah. Don't you hate it when you're dating somebody and they say, we've got to talk? Well, when we come back, we're going to do the first talk. Electrified Jeep Grand Cherokee?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Authorities said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month.
We're now on day 18. Search and recovery efforts continued uninterrupted throughout the night and morning as our teams worked tirelessly as ever.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Tower South in Surfside. An audio recording said to be of Martine Moïse, the widow of President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti, has urged people to carry on his battle in the country, long plagued by gang violence and now plunged into a deep institutional crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Along, everyone. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Sitting here in the ice cream tech engineering studio that's got ice cream melting all over the place because, well, they for some reason they can't take and pull the molecules out of the ice cream if they're frozen. So it's melting ice cream all over the place. Smells kind of good, but it tastes good too. So if I sound like I'm slurring, then I've got means I must have spilled a little ice cream on the microphone. Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully you like ice cream. You know, as the song stated, ice cream, you scream, everyone. We all scream for ice cream. It's time. Talking about being electrified with ice cream. Well, it's time to talk a little bit about that. Yes. The first talk. Yes, we're doing the first talk. I'm not dating a Jeep, but I'm talking about the Jeep. Well, it's called the first talk, the Jeep brand, of course. The fifth generation of the Jeep Grand Cherokee, folks. Which over the past 30 years has become the most awarded SUV in history. Well, earning countless industrial accolades, of course, and achieving more than 7 million in global sales. I said it's 7 million in global sales. Oh, what an official unveiling of the 2021 at the New York International Auto Show this last year. Full range of the Grand Cherokee lineup, of course, and the introduction of the brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee 4. XE is another step toward expanding the electrification and strengthening the Jeep brand's vision of zero emissions. 100% freedom is what Jeep's calling it. That's right, in a year in which the Jeep brand celebrates 80 years of achievements and of course, accolades and trophies and all that, they're bringing you the brand new 80 years it's been. Oh, yeah. 80 years of Jeep. They're bringing you the SUV with craftsmanship, technology, of course, under the word, two letters actually, EV, electric vehicle. They are going to let all of us, and this is the year's happening, the electrified Jeep Grand Cherokee 4 XE is what they're calling it, in 2022. So they're not, it's knocking on the driver's door here on us, and you know, I'm telling you, is gasoline going bye-bye? I mean, Canada's now banning gas here, 2035. You know, is that stating that, what about oil? Well, coming up on Auto World, actually the third hour, we're going to be talking a little bit about oil. I'm going to do a little, basically, you just might want to get a pen and paper out because this will be a little seminar and you hopefully might learn something about oil. Questions about, well, oil. What is it? Where'd it come from? And who is the largest producer of oil? How much oil is left in the world? We're going to be talking a little bit about all that in the third hour. I'm going to move up for you folks that, of course, have been waiting for the third hour on this Ice Cream Top 10 Songs. We're going to move that up to second hour. We're going to talk a little bit about oil. And the main question is because on the oil word, because these EVs are coming all over the place, of course, the Jeep vehicle lineup consists of the Cherokee, the Compass, the Gladiator, the Grand Cherokee, the Renegade, the Wrangler. I mean, how many more do they have? Quite a few. And all of you are actually buying them because there are 7 million in global sales. And now, you folks that have a Jeep, are you going to maybe keep it or sell it for this brand new 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XE plug-in hybrid? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you folks that don't have a Jeep, are you going to finally pull the trigger? Or should I say, pull the electrical cord and plug it in? Plug it in, plug it in. That could be another sound effect we could do. Oh, yeah. Plug it in, plug it in. I think that was Glade, wasn't it? The fret refresheners that you put in your houses. I usually have the refreshers out in my greasy garage. Keep that thing smelling good instead of smelling like oil. That's right. Oil's coming your way. So, with that said, folks, if you got any questions with oil, about oil, you know, that's I keep getting them through the email. That's why I decided I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about oil and maybe teach everyone a little bit about, well, like you say, the W in the 10-30W. W doesn't stand for weight. It stands for winner. So we're going to be talking a little bit about oil and how come and why. And I've got a couple oil bottles right here in front of me that I'm going to read right off the... this is not a selfless plug for the oil brands, but I'm going to be reading the brand of the oil that's on the bottle. Good. They're both good. Okay, period. I'm going to state that when I do start reading the letters. The letters is what we're talking about. The formula of the oil and what's in the oil and what does it really mean to you? And do we really even care? I did get quite a few questions here lately in the last year from all of you about oil, and I know I did see this question quite a bit through the emails, and that one question is, how much oil do you think Mark has left in the world? Is this why they're doing all of these electronic EV cars? And so we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I do have some stats on that, and why not, huh? For sure. But today, here on Auto World, we're going to have fun, too, and that's what it's all about. Fun and your emails. And that means that, in fact, let's go over here to the left of me and get into the email bag. Woo, there it is. I'm going to dig right in there, Pete. Dang, there's a lot. Yes. A lot of emails I didn't get to. Now, with emails, what we do, you email me right here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I don't look at them, folks. I kind of read through there and I pick and choose. There's quite a few, and I do appreciate you emailing. I've quite a few to pick from, and I try to get to the ones that look like, to me, are 911 type calls that you need it fixed now. And some of them aren't, they are not the ones that are 911s, and you can wait to get them fixed right now. So I email you back. A lot of you, you know, you leave your phone number, I call you, and we talk, and I'm your consultant and ASC certified master technician, so I consult with you and try to get your cars and trucks fixed. And so then the crew prints out the rest of them, puts them in the email bag to the left. of me over here on the left, and I pull them out. I got one here, and it looks like I can read it. If you do not want me to read it on the air, just say, do not read on the air. Fix me, though. Help me, though. Okay, here's one I can read. It says, Mark, great show. Thank you. Listen to you every week. Thank you again. Appreciate that. Need your help with my Ford truck? I was just driving down the freeway when a noise appeared and the motor started missing. It sounds like a noisy air compressor. I did pull over and had it towed to my house. After further investigation, Mark, it sounds like a spark plug is out. And the noise I'm hearing is the compression coming out of the cylinder. What would cause the spark plug to come out? And can I just put the spark plug back in myself, or is there more to this picture? Question mark. Thanks for your advice. Gray, listening in Aurora, Illinois. Well, hey, let's do a shout-out. Great shout-out to folks. Gray, thanks. Tuning in to Aurora, Illinois. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there, W. There's our shout-out horn, car horn. Oh, yeah. WRMN, AM 1410. Elgin, Wheaton, Aurora, Illinois, and all of the other towns in between, all of you, thank you for tuning in. We only have 3 hours, so I can't mention all the towns in that area, so you're all welcome, and thank you for tuning in, and great. Spotlight Aurora, Illinois, good to have you along, and yes, couple neat things that happened with the Ford trucks. Gray, sorry about this, but yes, they're known for blowing the spark plugs out. The spark plugs, as you know, Gray, if you pop the hood, climb up on the bumper, standing on the bumper, looking down the engine. The spark plugs go down in the cylinder heads, basically straight down in. They're not angled. They're straight. And they're known for blowing those spark plugs out, Gray, especially freeway driving. And that's high speeds, of course. We come back and take a short break, and then we're going to talk about, can Gray put these spark plugs just back in? Sounds like he just had one blowout. Can he do it himself, and what tool does it take to get it really fixed correctly? And can he do it himself? Right there from Aurora, Illinois. I'm Mark Evans from the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Promise you one thing right now, that is not one of the Ice Cream Truck songs that we're going to be playing on the second hour. It's a good song, of course. I know you were all singing the words to that song. Good old Willie Nelson again. Absolutely. But we're going to be playing on the second hour the top 10 Ice Cream, top 10 Ice Cream Truck songs. That's right. And, of course, a little bit of history behind the Ice Cream Truck. Why not do that? And I'm going to get right back to Aurora, Illinois, and help Gray. The story of good humor began in Youngstown, Ohio, folks, during the infancy of the Roaring Twenties. Ice cream parlor owner and candy maker Harry Burt created a chocolate perfect for coating solid ice cream bars. Yes, he put a chocolate coating on a solid ice cream bar, a concept he, of course, duplicated from all the times that he started. And so far back in the 20s, he tested, tasted, of course, like we're doing from the ice cream studio. And Christian Nelson was one of his good friends. Now, Christian Nelson, he's the person who invented the Eskimo pie. Coming up later on the second hour and third hour, more of the ice cream truck history. Right here from the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio. We have, is reading, of course, one of our great charter member now of Auto World, Gray. Listening in Aurora, Illinois, one of our great affiliates there, WRMN AM 1410. Of course, Elgin and Wheaton and Aurora, Illinois, and all the towns in between. Gray had a problem with his Ford truck. And Gray, you didn't mention what year make or well, but you just said Ford truck. And I said, yes, you can put the spark plug back in. Gray had a problem with the spark plug blowing out. And as he stated, it sounds like an air compressor. Psh, 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 psh. And that's the compression coming out of the cylinder. Yes, the truck will still run, but it's not good to run your truck, Gray, of course, with one spark plug out. And I'm glad to read here that you did have it towed home. Now, here's the problem. aluminum heads, spark plugs tend to vibrate loose and come out of the cylinders, Gray. So what we have here, this is something that I don't recommend that you do yourself, the repair, the fix it itself. You can put the spark plug back in, Gray, but the problem is you put the plug in to drive over to your repair shop, the spark plug probably will come out again on the way over there. Of course, I know you have an engine light on now. It sets a code, the trouble fault code, a whole bunch of them, actually, because that spark plug comes out like that. But you don't need, and I don't want you fixing it yourself. You can't just put the spark plug back in, snug it up, and call it good, because it will come out again. The threads are gone, Gray, in that aluminum cylinder head. Now, if this is the first one that's ever come out on you, get ready, Gray. Hate to tell you the bad news here, but a V8, you're going to have more of them come out. And if you have the V6, yes, you only have six cylinders, six spark plugs. V8, you got eight plugs. They are going to vibrate out. It's a special tool. I've got one in my toolbox, of course. A lot of technicians do. The dealers have them in their toolboxes, of course, and that might be, Gray. Your best stop is to head over to the Ford dealership and have them, you know, have those folks there do the job for you. It's a special boring tool that we put into the cylinder hole, because the cylinder, as you noticed, if you didn't, the spark plug goes way, way down into the spark plug hole, way, way down. A special tool, it's a bore tool that goes down there. It's designed to mount into that deep, deep hole, mount straight, Gray. It mounts it straight. That way then I take a special drill bit. It's a special bit that's in this kit, very expensive kit. And then, of course, you must drill through there straight. You're drilling out the original threads that are in that cylinder head. You have the wet and dry vac sucking the metal filings out, of course, at the same time that you're doing this. That's a special attachment for the wet and dry vac that I have, of course, to suck. Because you do not want your drilling. You don't want those aluminum filings, Gray, down into your Ford cylinder on top of that piston going into the oil. You drill that out using the special alignment bore tool and a special bit. You bore it out, and then it comes with an insert, Gray. We have an insert that screws into that. We re-thread it with a special tap, and it's a big boy tap, Gray. I mean, it's really tall, and it's the size of the end of the spark plug, which is now bigger. We tap it. That means we put new threads into the cylinder head, Gray, for the insert. And they're not fine-threaded, they're coarse-threaded. That means that insert then put some Loctite on it, screw the insert in. That insert then stays in the cylinder head from there on out the rest of its life. Then we screw the same style spark plug part number that came out right back into the insert. Put the spark plug wire on, because it's a coil over. You have the coil with the boot. You just snap that on there, and off you go. You're fixed. So, Gray, that's how you have to fix it. I don't recommend you fixing it yourself. And some of you out there that might have had this problem, you know what it costs to have a dealership do that. Of course, independents, you just got to ask them, Gray, if you'd like to take it to your independent mechanic, and just come right out and ask, Gray. Hey, do you guys have the bore kit to put the spark plug inserts in on these aluminum heads on these Ford trucks? And they're like scratching their head like that and saying, what? Well, stop right there. Go to the Ford dealership. Gray, thanks again. If you would, send an email back with your address. I'd love to send you out some good detail products. Mother's, Meguiar's, and of course I got a little, Turtle Wax products in this package now. And I'm going to throw in a bottle of, I know you've got some big boy tires on that big Ford truck, so we're going to throw in some solution finish. And that'll get those tires looking good, too. We got to have that Ford looking good. From Aurora, Illinois, good to have you along. Send me an address. I can ship you out some good stuff, some products. That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah. That's how you do it, folks, right here on Auto World. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, Gray, he's either listening on a delayed or a live station, and that's fine, but you can always get in touch with me at any time. If you are listening on a delayed station, you can always get in touch with me through the email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, at any one point in time, and become a charter member. No cost. That's what it's all about. Well, also, too, folks, let's talk a little bit about General Motors. What's going on with General Motors? We've got a little time left before we go into the end of the hour, before the garage door comes down. And in the second hour again, I'll give you a little touch and taste of the ice cream. 20 millionth, not the 20 millionth ice cream bar, but sold. That one brand, we're going to talk a little about that the second hour.
Oh, yeah.
Well, GM is recalling almost 500,000 pickups. Again, folks, about airbags because they could explode. It's not the ones in front of you anymore, though. It's the ones to the side of you. Yes, the air impact side airbags. And I wanted to get that out here this week. It's a brand new recall from General Motors. There's 400,000 plus pickup trucks that the side airbags are now not working correctly. And that's, you might not have even known you had side air impact airbags. You do. So, if you got a side air impact bag, if you look over there, you'll see the words airbag. It won't say side, but look over in the driver's door. You'll see the word airbag. Look over in the passenger's door, airbag, etc. And if it's a four-door truck, you'll have four airbags, too. So what to do, 400,000 models, folks, of General Motors trucks. So not saying that you don't need to stop buying those trucks, but if you do, take your VIN number. Here's what to do. Take your VIN number. Go ahead and go right over there and call the dealer. Call the dealer with the VIN number and say, hey, I've got this. You don't even tell them your name or anything. Just say, hey, I've got a VIN number for you. I need you to check the recall on it called the side airbag problem. And they'll say, okay, give me the last eight of the VIN number. Some of them might want the whole entire VIN number, so make sure you have the whole entire VIN number. And that tells, that's the date born, that's the color of it. That tells you, tells them and you and everybody what kind of vehicle it is. So, Get over there, and by the way, it's fixed for free. That's what the thing is all about here. Free! Get those babies fixed free. Well, it looks like the garage door is starting to come down. I want to thank everybody for being here, all of you, and of course, everybody that helps put on the show. Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show. Thank you, Alex. Absolutely. And then General Motor George, he's in the house this week. Oh, yeah. My chief engineer, who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates, of course. Drive safe, everybody, and for sure, make sure that you have an ice cream bar in your hand. From the Ice Cream Tech Engineering Studio, I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
Things are going these days. Do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.